You know, that means something to me, even though I begged you to do it. Thank you, Corey. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Elliot from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hey, how are things in Charlottesville?
Just great. Beautiful day today. Sunny, warm, not too humid.
Charlottesville. Now, what's down in Charlottesville?
Oh, jeez, beautiful.
It's the home of the University of Virginia.
Of course. UVA. Are you connected?
Monticello.
Are you connected with Jefferson's legacy there, the university?
Yes, I am. I teach at the Darden Graduate School of Business at UVA.
Oh, wow.
That's not the current events Jefferson. It's an earlier Jefferson.
Yes. Yeah. So you're creating the capitalists of the future.
That's correct.
All right. Do you think capitalism has a future?
I certainly hope so.
All right.
If not, I'm out of a job.
Exactly. Elliot, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Corey, what is the topic?
Only you can prevent spokes creatures.
So what do you do if you've got a product to sell, a message you're trying to get out? You get a spokes character. That's what you do. This week, we read about a recent entry into the pantheon of fictional pitchmen. Each of our panelists are going to tell you about an unlikely mascot. Only one of them actually exists. Choose that real one. You'll get Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Sure.
First up, okay. Let's hear from Amy Dickinson.
When the New York City Housing Authority needed a mascot to replace Mario, the curious drainpipe, the agency drew inspiration from an unfortunate reality of city life. Meet Benny and Betty, cute little bedbugs. The agency's new spokesbugs are pictured wearing lederhosen and crampons and rucksacks and carrying walking sticks while they scale a giant headboard. In one ad campaign, they appear 12 times their normal size, bloated after ingesting a 2-week supply of blood from their unwitting hosts. Agency official Pat Van Dame said, "Bedbugs are as New York as Donald Trump and the Statue of Liberty." Benny and Betty even have their own theme song, a version of New York, New York, where they sing, "You better fumigate before it is too late. It's up to you, New York, New York." Thank you. Thank you very much.
They're cute, they're lovable, they're bed bugs. Your next story of an advertising spokes character in the news comes from Mo Rocca.
Syphilis is no laughing matter. Especially in L.A. County, where new infections rose 41% last year. Clearly, the health department's prevention mascot, Phil the Sore, has not been affected. Phil, a lumpy red cartoon sore with an angry frown, a buzz cut, and an earring, was meant to discourage risky behavior. The very unfriendly spokes sore also made live appearances in the form of a giant walk-around pustule. Imagine Disneyland, but instead of Goofy or Mickey, a big, mean shanker. Imagine a Fruit of the Loom character with roid rage. Imagine a Smurf, but red instead of blue, and with lesions. L.A. County, home to Hollywood, can surely do better. Indeed, Phil the Sore has been canceled.
Phil the Sore, he's just looking out for you. Your last story of a unique advertising personality comes from Roy Blunt Jr.
He's a cartoon figure named John. Just John. He's a sort of set low to the floor fella. White in color, and when he talks, a low, moist, rumbly voice, his lid flaps up and down. Here's what he says. "Please don't let me run." That's all. Doesn't sound like much, but when you see John and hear John, you fall in love. John is the mascot of the Vermont Water Conservation Board. He has so firmly captured Vermonters' imagination that T-shirts bear his likeness and bumper stickers say, "Jiggle John's handle." Furthermore, water usage per household has declined by 11% across the state. This week, results were in from a poll conducted by the Montpelier Herald to determine the state's most popular government figure. Number one, 15 points higher than the governor, was, you guessed it, John.
So, Elliot, one of these, believe it or not, is or was out there spreading a message to the people. Was it from Amy Dickinson, those pair of lovable bedbugs for the New York Housing Authority? From Mo Rocca, Phil the Sore, representing the anti-syphilis efforts of the L.A. County Board of Health? Or from Roy Blunt Jr., John, just John, who wants everybody to know, don't let him run.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
That's what we'd like to hear.
Well, you know, I'm really not sure here, but I remember reading Roy Blunt Jr. in Sports Illustrated, so even if I get it wrong, I want to give him a point in the game.
Oh, that's very generous.
Oh, now he's handing out points?
Wow. You know, both.
Well, you know, I'm a teacher. I grade. I get to give out.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm going to go with John the Toilet here.
Oh, you're awfully sweet.
Okay, your choice then was Roy's story of John the Talking Toilet. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone who just loves this real spokes creature in the news.
Who better than an actual syphilis sore with attitude to remind people at risk to get tested for syphilis? In fact, Phil did a great job for us. He was very well known in the community, and people who saw the campaign were 2 times more likely to get tested than people who did not see the campaign.
That was Harlan Rotblat. Of the Los Angeles County Sexually Transmitted Disease Program, and a staunch defender of Phil the Spokes Sore. I know what it's like. Sometimes even when you suspect something might be true in this game, you decide you'd rather live in a universe where it is not true.
I think you got it right.
Yeah. So you did not, sadly, win our game, or happily for you, but you did earn a point for Roy Blunt. So thank you for that. Very well done. Elliot, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.